Today we'll pick back up where we left off in the Old Testament some 4 months ago. Can't believe it's been that long since we left the Old Testament. I'm glad that we did that series on discipleship. I see that the Spirit led us to that and that he used that time to refresh our vision and our desire to radically follow Christ and to make disciples of Jesus. But I'm excited for us to get back to the Old Testament as well. So we're going to kind of do like an overview over what we've covered so far. And then today we'll start Judges chapter 1 and pick up the story of God's people. So to recap, and then we'll have a video. So to recap so far, God called Abraham out of his country to go to a land that God would give him. He didn't know where, but God called him to go anyway, and Abraham went. And God blessed Abraham's life, and because of Abraham's faith, God promised to Abraham descendants that would be so numerous that they would be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the ground, on the seashore. And God blessed Abraham with a son, Isaac, even in his very, very old age. And Isaac was blessed with two sons, Esau and Jacob, who were twins. And it's so funny. I'd always read that passage, this is just totally a side rabbit trail, but I'd always read that passage and kind of thought, like, okay, cool, do you like Esau and Jacob twins, whatever. But then when we were expecting Hannah and Chloe, and Rebecca at one point says, "Why is this happening to me?" I was like, uh-huh. I feel that on a much deeper level now. I understand this passage. All right, so Esau and Jacob. Jacob was kind of this deceitful little brother. Not kind of, he was. And through deceitful means, he stole Esau's birthright and his blessing. And then he fled. He ran away. And then through events that really can only be ascribed to God, Jacob was blessed with a lot of sons, among whom was Joseph. Joseph was his favorite son. I don't recommend doing that. It's not a good idea. But despite Joseph had these dreams that God had given him, and they were about Joseph eventually kind of being over his brothers, and he bragged about that, despite the fact that he was kind of bragging to his brothers. They tried to sell him into slavery. They did sell him into slavery. God used Joseph in great ways. And during Joseph's life, God's people found themselves cared for and provided for living in Egypt. And at first, things were good for them, right? Things were favorable for them. They were given the choicest land to raise their flocks. They had the favor of Pharaoh because of how God used Joseph to save Egypt and the Israelites. And things went well for them for a while. And then a Pharaoh came into power that didn't know Joseph and didn't know about what he had done for Egypt. And so God's people were abused and mistreated and enslaved. And they cried out to God, and God raised up Moses. And he went in and through God's power delivered the people from slavery. And Moses, we talked about this through Exodus. Moses confronted Pharaoh several times, and eventually the Israelites were let out of Egypt. They were free to go. And they started to make their way to the land that God had promised to Abraham. And God gave them the Ten Commandments during this time, these commands to live by. And we have this interesting episode where, you know, Moses goes up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, and the people are like, "Where's God? Where's Moses? They've been gone forever. They must not be around anymore. They must have died." And they make this golden calf because they need something to worship. And Moses comes back down and he's angry, and rightfully so. Eventually, they get to the promised land, and it's amazing. Great, so huge that two men have to carry them through on a staff, and it's a land flowing with milk and honey, and it's this wonderful, lush place. It's good. But the leaders who were told to go into the land saw that there were some other people living there, huge giants, big people. And they had fortified cities, and they were afraid. And they came back and they told Moses and the rest of the Israelites, we can't take that land. Even though God had given them that land, even though God told them he would be with them, they said, no, we can't. It's too scary. There were two however, who disagreed, and they said, God's given us this land, we should go take it. And Caleb and Joshua were the only two out of the entire company of the Israelites who were allowed to see the promised land from that generation. So Moses passes away, and everybody who was over a certain age, everybody who was alive when they grumbled and decided not to go take the promised land had died. And finally, they get to go into the promised land after wandering around the desert for 40 years. And Joshua's leading them into the promised land, and they do just as God told them, finally. And they go in and they drive out the Canaanites from the land, and they take the land. And we have all of these great stories of victory throughout the book of Joshua. So now we're caught up. That's how far we've come this last year. That's a lot, right? We went through a lot last year. It was amazing. So here's where we're at now. We're with the book of Judges. I want you to open to your Bibles to the book of Judges. If you have your Bible, if not, get it on your phone. Find it some way. And we're going to have Jay play a video for us that will give us a brief overview over the entire book of Judges so we can get a big picture before we go a little bit deeper.